Radio Prague News.
A declaration has been signed by three political parties over their intention to form a centre-right coalition government. Heavy rain has sparked flood danger warnings in the Zlin and South Moravia regions, and public broadcaster Czech Television has called for the Foreign Ministry to protest Israeli treatment of its camera crew. The three centre and centre-right parties in the lower house signed a declaration Wednesday over their intent to form a coalition government. The announcement followed the first three-way meeting between them. Up till now, they have only been two-way talks between the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs parties. Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas said it could take a month, at a maximum two, for a final coalition deal to be sealed. Seven separate negotiating teams have been formed to try out and thrash a common line on various policies. Mr. Nečas has been summoned to report to President Václav Klaus on Thursday, fueling speculation that he might be tasked then to form a government. The latest steps follow the first appearance of cracks in the coalition project on Tuesday, when the leader of the Public Affairs Party, Radek Jon, warned that his party might not join a coalition with the other two. He said it might only give its support in Parliament if its specific demands were not met. Deputy leader of the Topo 9 party, Miroslav Kalousek, described the scenario of a minority right-wing coalition with parliamentary support from Public Affairs as unfortunate. He told Czech Radio that time was pressing for the parties to agree a deal and pointed to the end of September deadline for agreeing a budget for 2011. Both Topo 9 and the Civic Democrats would like to push through more ambitious cuts in the public deficit than initially outlined by the current caretaker government. Heavy rain has sparked flood warnings and caused two deaths in Moravia. The worst situation on Wednesday morning was in the Zlin region, where the highest level 3 flood danger warning applied at around half a dozen sites. The head of the regional authority there and in South Moravia have declared flood danger alerts for the whole areas. Two deaths have been linked to the latest floods. The body of a drowned person was found in Zlin, and the 19-year-old driver is believed to have died there after skidding in front of an oncoming lorry because of the conditions. Public broadcaster Czech Television has called for Foreign Minister Jan Kohut to protest to Israeli authorities about the treatment of its four strong camera crew. They were on one ship in a flotilla stormed by Israeli forces on Monday night. Three out of the four are being detained in Israel. Czech Foreign Ministry spokesman Filip Kanda said only two of the three had signed a document agreeing to their deportation. He added that they could leave the country in the coming hours. The first journalist to return to the Czech Republic was Czech television camera Jan Linek. Separately, Civic Democrat Senate head Premysl Sobotka said on an official visit to Israel that he regarded the humanitarian convoy as a planned provocation. Turning to sport, former manager of top-flight football club Slavia Prague, Karol Jarolim, is to return to the club as manager. Jarolim left the post only 2 months ago after a run of poor results, but still has an ongoing contract with the club. Jarolim said that he had weighed up the comeback for several days and decided that it would not be fair not to accept the challenge of leading the club back to the top of Czech football and into European competition. Slavia have just completed their worst ever season, ending seventh in the league, and for the first time in 19 years they will not be taking part in any European competitions. Jarolim led the club to two league titles in the previous two seasons. And finally, to the weather, we can expect more rain over the coming days, but temperatures are expected to rise gradually, reaching the mid-20s Celsius, and showers to cease by the end of the week. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.